This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Education and Health Committee under the House of Representatives instructs to conduct grade 12 examination by arranging vaccine to all students. Nepali national cricket team off to Oman to play triangular series with Oman and America. And United States of America under pressure over evacuation deadline in Afghanistan. Now, the news in detail. Education and Health Committee under the House of Representatives has instructed to conduct the examination of grade 12 physically by arranging vaccination to all the students. A meeting of the committee held at Singhadarbar today after the discussion with the officials of the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has directed to conduct the examination by ensuring vaccination and maintaining health safety standards. Stating that the universities are charging arbitrary fees in the engineering faculty, the committee has also directed to stop other fees apart from tuition fees. During the meeting, Secretary at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Ramprasad Thapalia, informed that final preparations have been made to conduct the grade 12 examination at the home center and coordination is being made with the Ministry of Health for vaccination. The meeting of the Standing Committee of the Major Opposition Party, CPN-UML, slated for 11 a.m. today has been rescheduled for 3 p.m. today. According to CPN-UML's Central Office Secretary, Sher Bahadur Tamang, the meeting is being convened in the Tulsilal Memorial Building at Chasal in Lalitpur. Earlier, the meeting held between CPN-UML Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli and Standing Committee members on Monday had reached a conclusion to implement the 10-point recommendations furnished by the committee formed to resolve the intra-party disputes and to further consolidate the party by bringing on board the disgruntled faction. The Nepali national cricket team has left for Oman to play the triangular series under the World Cup League 2 with Oman and America. The 22-member team with 17 players on board boarded an airplane for Oman at Trivandrum International Airport today. The Oman series will run September 13th through September 28th. Nepal will be playing two matches each with Oman and America under the triangular series. Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has hiked the price of petroleum products to be effective from midnight. According to NOC, the price of petrol, diesel and kerosene has increased by Rs. 2 per litre. With this, the price of petrol per litre has reached Rs. 130. Similarly, diesel and kerosene would be traded at Rs. 113 per litre. Service recipients at Andachuli Rural Municipality have been facing problems due to disruption of internet service from last week. The internet service is down from last week following some problems at the tower at Sorukot of Soru Rural Municipality in neighbouring Mungu District. Works have been hampered due to disrupted internet service at banks, financial institutions, health institutions, community schools, rural municipality and ward offices. Additional two corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke district. According to COVID Crisis Management Center Banke's focal person Tezoli, a 52-year-old woman from Bhajani 6 Kailali and 70-year-old woman from Madhuban 4 Bardia died undergoing treatment at Nepalganj-based Veri Hospital. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudhir Pashim province today. The weather is expected to take few more days to improve due to the monsoon wind. According to senior meteorologist Barud Paudil, by the looks of weather condition now, there was no sign of improvement in the weather. Currently, cloudy conditions prevail in province number 1, Gandaki province, Karnali province and few places in Sudhir Pashim province. The department has predicted heavy rainfall coupled with thunderstorm are expected in some places of these provinces, while some places in other provinces have been witnessing light to moderate rainfall at this moment. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. The United States is being pressed to allow more time for evacuation from Taliban-controlled Afghanistan as the deadline for its withdrawal nears. Under an agreement with the Taliban, the U.S. must leave by 31st August. A U.S. official told U.S. President Joe Biden is set to decide within the next 24 hours whether to extend the timeline for the withdrawal. However, the Taliban have told that any extension would violate the agreed deal and warned of consequences if forces remained. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has hit out at China during a speech made in Singapore on the first leg of a Southeast Asian tour. Mrs. Harris accused Beijing of coercion and intimidation in the South China Sea, which has been a regional flashpoint for years. Her speech, which touched on a number of other issues, also mentioned the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan, where she insisted the decision was courageous and right. Scientists have said the heavy rainfall behind deadly flooding in Europe in July was made more likely by climate change. The floods in Germany, Belgium and other parts killed at least 220 people as towns and villages were swamped. Researchers say global heating made rainfall events like this up to 9 times more likely in Western Europe. The dramatic and deadly floods that hit Germany, Belgium and elsewhere in mid-July were a shock to weather forecasters and local authorities. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Education and Health Committee under the House of Representatives instructs to conduct grade 12 examination by arranging vaccine to all students. Nepali national cricket team off to Oman to play triangular series with Oman and America, and United States of America under pressure over evacuation deadline in Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.